right. Let's go pit side with Amelia again.
Hi, Nick. Well, I'm joined here by Ashley Cole. Ashley, great victory today. How are you feeling?
I'm over the moon. I think words can't describe of how we feel today, but it's been a long 10 months of the season, and this is hopefully one part of a great season for us.
Is this what you expected this morning, an 8-0 victory?
Oh, no, I think, of course, everyone was nervous knowing, of course, we had to win today, but as I said, the lads probably didn't play as well as we could in the first half, but so as soon as we got one goal, then we knew we would kill off the game, but I think you have to give credit to Wigan, they played well, and of course it was 8-0, but at the start they made it difficult for us, but in the end I think we deserved it.
Do you feel like you've exceeded your own expectations today?
Yeah, I think so. I think...
John Terry is
in.
How are you feeling, John? He's very excited.
No fucking speech!
I'm happy, and hopefully there's more to come from this team and this club.
And lastly, a lot of the players and the team here have just received lots of negative press. Do you think winning the title today is just a really sweet way to talk to your critics?
I've definitely shut a few people up now, so what more can I say? I'm happy, shut a few mouths up and keep playing football.
Very much indeed. I'm sure we'll hear from a few more Chelsea players before too long. But there's Ashley Cole. It's been a difficult season in some regards for him. And of course, his season is not over by any stretch of the imagination. He's got the FA Cup on Saturday. And of course, he'll also have the World Cup. Our attention will focus on that as well in the weeks to come. Who's going to come? Who's not going to be in the squad? You get the feeling now Ashley Cole is back from injury. He will certainly be involved. Now, Amelia, are we going to get another word from some of the Chelsea players? Amelia.
I'm joined here by Captain John Terry. Great victory.
Unbelievable. Feel great today. You know, what a win as well. What a way to win it. I mean, the excitement before the game, you know, everyone was a little bit nervous and tense. But after the first goal went in, you know, we kicked on from there and, you know, played some great football at times.
Was 8-0 something that you expected this morning?
No, I would have taken 1-0. But, you know, 8-0 to full-time. We've gone more than 7 goals this year. So we're delighted with that.
And what kind of an influence has Carlo Ancelotti had on the team this season?
It's been brilliant since he's come in from day one in pre-season. You know, this is what we wanted. It's been 3 years since we've had this trophy. We've missed out on it, so we're delighted to get it back. It's important now next season we go on and we retain it.
Another two trophies for you as well, the FA Cup and the World Cup. You've got lots of work to do.
FA Cup comes first. We've got a busy week ahead of us. Enjoy tonight. Nice few drinks, and then we come in again Tuesday.
Enjoy the celebration.
That was John Terry, the Chelsea captain, talking to us live here on BBC London 94.9. The celebrations still continue. And again, these streamers are causing chaos. As I said, the kids out there are having a great time. Amelia, more people to talk to. Didier Drogba, by the look of it.
Well, I'm joined here by Didier Drogba, undoubtedly the star of the show, and his baby son. How are you feeling?
Great, great. You know, it's an amazing moment. And, you know, to win the title here, it's something unbelievable. We did it against Manchester, but this time we scored more goals, and it's really amazing.
Didier, 29 goals in the Premier League. You must feel absolutely amazing right now.
Yeah, that's my best season so far since I'm professional. And, you know, I'm not so worried. It's difficult for me to explain what I feel right now. You know, I'm just trying to enjoy.
Amelia with the hat-trick hero, Didier Drogba, here on BBC London 94.9. You've heard from Ashley Cole, you've heard from John Terry, you've heard from Didier Drogba as well, and a day of celebration at Stamford Bridge. It's back to Amelia with the manager.
I'm joined here by Carlo Ancelotti. He's just waiting for the interpreter to come. Carlo, congratulations. You must be a very happy man right now.
Really, we are very happy. I think that we did a fantastic season. We deserve to win because we played with continuity. We saw our play, and we are champions. We are happy. I think that I have the honor, the proud to train a fantastic team, a fantastic club with a fantastic supporter.
Carlo, when you woke up this morning, was 8-0 something that even crossed your mind?
For us, was not important. It was important to win and to close this championship well, to win, and everything is okay now.
Are you proud of the players?
I am very proud because I think that we move on a difficult moment. We stay compact every time. We work very hard all the days. And for